by and by, if you don't understand it now, you will. Amen. But I'll tell you, God is going to bless us. And we're going to hear from Thus Says the Lord through Elder Jimmy. And the male chorus is coming to give us a song of their choice. Amen. And we ask you to just prepare your minds, prepare your hearts to have a good time this morning. And through by the word of God. Amen. Come on, male chorus.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me. I know he talks with me, and he tells me I'm his own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me. I know he talks with me, and he tells me I'm his own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me. I know he talks with me, and he tells me I'm his own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Oh, Jesus walks with me. I know he talks with me, and he tells me I'm his own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Oh, Jesus walks with me. I know he talks with me, and he tells me I'm his own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Hallelujah. Brother Green said the Lord walks with him, talks with him. He tells me that I'm his own. Is that what Jesus is telling you? Do you walk with him this morning? Come on, don't fool me. I won't with you Friday night, but do you walk with him this morning? Praise God. I want you to know this is a good day. This little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Praise God. A funny thing happened to me this morning. I left the house without my Bible. So I knew it was going to be a short message today. Because I use a manuscript. But I left the house without my Bible, so I looked in the car. I said, surely got to be in the car. I'm talking about I was up all last night having a good time, me and the Lord and everything. So I looked in the audience and saw a familiar face, my daughter. I said, Brittany, could you go get my Bible? In the Bible was the manuscript. But then the Bible also is the message on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do, how you're getting ready to do it. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your creation. We thank you for salvation. Bless us, Lord, and give us the words to say and how to say it. Bless this, your waiting congregation. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen. A couple of things. I ain't did this in a while. I'm not saying I haven't witnessed, but I haven't been up here at the pulpit to preach in a while. But first of all, I just give honor to my Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, to my pastor, Pastor Burnett. I thank you. I thank you. I can't remember. I know I was a teenager. I'm talking about probably about 13, 14, maybe when Pastor came. But I'm 62 now. So. Woo-wee! Pastor getting old. not me. Nah, I used to didn't have all this gray, but now I got that. And no, Toya, that Afro comb is not mine. That pick is not mine. To Pastor's lovely wife, Sister Joyce, it's good to see you in the African attire. I didn't have no African attire, but I had one robe that had that, y'all know what it is and everything. I just had one robe that had that up, so I brought it. This is Black History Month and everything. And yes, when I look out in the audience, I see black folk in the audience with a smile. I see black folks in the audience. Some of them got the head hanged down. Some of them got the head lifted up. This morning, I want you to hold your head down. Everybody in the sanctuary, hold your head down. Now lift any one of your feet and stomp. Do it one more time. Now lift your head up. Look at each other with your head lifted up. Start laughing. We're going somewhere. I truly thank my wife for being here on this morning. Bless her heart. Elder Sonia Lewis. She brought with her daughter, Brittany, and my grandchildren. I love my daughter. She brought my daughter, Brittany, and the grandchildren, Nevaeh. Wave your hand, Nevaeh. Wave your hand, Trey and Zaria. Yes, sir. She brought them. It's good to see you in the house. Dad, you always be dad. I thank God for you. The opportunity to hear your son bring the morning message. Today, if you can turn with me in the book of Psalms, very familiar scripture, Psalm 73. Psalm 73, we're going to start at verse 25, Psalm 73, verse 25. While you're finding that, I told you to look down and stop. Then I told you to look up. We're going to go there. We find what you just did and what you just illustrated. We're going to find it in a message on today. all the deacons, the ministers, we thank you. To the mothers, the ushers, to the band, Brother Stevie and presiding, and his beautiful wife, Monica, we thank you for being here. Verse 25 of Psalms, did I say 73? Yes, yes. Verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh, my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portions forever. For lo, they were far from thee. They shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Today, we need to know who our trust is in. And I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. So for a topic, hold your head up. Hold your head up. Because this time, in these days and times, your life is going to depend on it. You need to hold your head up. Why? Because God is drawing near to you. And if your head is down, you don't see Jesus. So today, for a little while, I just come to give you some encouragement. The Lord showed me that the spirit of weariness is trying to work its way until our lives. These days are all the pressures and bad news that surround us. It's working to get our eyes off the word of God by bombarding us with negative forces. It's trying to get us to look down at defeat. Instead of looking up to Jesus, I heard in the word, look up and live. And a hymn will say, look up and live. Today, you know, I'm an illustration pastor. So you already illustrated that you with your head down. But when you looked up and you looked at someone else, you started to laugh. You started to heal yourself. You just don't know it yet. But you got to look up just to live. If you let that happen, your spirit man will begin to lose his dominion. If you are down in defeat, with your head hung down, if you let that happen, your spirit man will begin to lose dominion. And the word tells us what the results of that is. It says you will be weary and faint in your mind. Hebrews 12 and 3 tells us that you'll be weary and you'll faint in your mind. What's going on in the world today? It's a lot of stuff going on. I know y'all have never could even imagine why we're going through the things we are going through. Jesus put it this way in Mark 4:18-19. He said that when the cares of this world enter into your hearts and mind, they choke the word and cause it to be unfruitful. This year, if you haven't discipled one, something's wrong with your fruit. Did I say fruit or fruit? Fruit. We don't want the cares of this life, the issues of this world, to hinder us. Because we got some fruit. that somebody can pick up. I might can't get to the people that Sister Joyce get to and minister to. She got her apple fruit that right there that just love, and she know how to minister that to them. But I'm a banana tree. some folk like bananas, and that fruit that I'm bearing for you is for the healing of your mind. So, if you are not bearing fruit, check yourself. He said, when the cares of this world enter into your hearts and minds, they choke the word and cause it to become unfruitful. And since your faith is a product of the word, that means that your fruit, that your faith will wither. Let me back up now. Since your faith is a product of the word, that means that your faith will wither. Your faith is part of the word that God has put in you. You can't bear no fruit unless the word is in you. So if the word ain't in you, the faith ain't in you. And you need the faith to go beyond the point of where you stand. Some folk can't get nowhere because they don't believe what's going on the other side. Some folk can't God move one step because they don't have no faith. But the word of God helps me to move. The word of God helps me to step up and be counted. I want you to know today, I can talk about myself. I want you to know I picked up my father one day on a month ago, and we went to Kinston. In the car, I was telling my dad, I got to give it up. In the car, I was telling him that I got to quit looking at TV. My story, I can pick on Jimmy. My story is that I put all I could in this election. Some of y'all know it. I was passing out flyers. I was passing out banners. I was driving people here and there. You need a ride to the boat. I was doing it. Calling folk on the phone. I was doing it. I was up here. I was ready. I was so excited. I knew that the lady, Kamala Harris, was going to win. I was so excited. I can't wait to the election. And when the election came, it hit me. And it hit me so hard because I operated so high. And I was in a state of depression. Appreciate. That's depressed. That don't even make sense, huh? He supposed to be knowing Jesus, huh? But he's all depressed. Some of you sitting here right now in this seat don't even know you're depressed, but you are. You don't realize the mental state that you're going in. How do I know? We'll show you at the end of the service. Depression would keep you down. The depression would keep you thinking a different way than what the word, that faith walk would say. We're going to put a pin right there, but we're coming back to it. What can you do to stop this chain reaction? Look up. Get your eyes back on Jesus. I remember on the field of athletics, the competition, when the opponent allowed himself to drop his head, he was no longer a danger. He couldn't be very easily defeated, because he dropped his head. So keep your head up. Keep considering Jesus, the author, the finisher of your faith. Consider him instead of the cares of this world. Consider what God says in his word. Be moved by the thoughts of God, God's word. Let his thoughts be your thoughts. Look up and live. Look up. Get your eyes off the circumstances that's around you and into your heavenly resources. Don't be afraid you're going to lose again. Don't be afraid that you ain't gonna win. Don't be afraid what the elections say. But look up and live. Hallelujah. God is your source, not the world. He can take care of you. He can take care of everything, regardless of what's happening around your surroundings. We got to Kinston, me and my dad. We went to the bishop's house. Bishop read it. We knocked on the door. He opened the door. He was so happy to see us. We went on in. Have a sit down. What's on your mind? Daddy began to talk about Jesus. He's all right. What do you know about Jesus? He's all right. So now you got a deacon. Now you got a bishop in the house talking about Jesus. I'm sitting there, the preacher man. He's depressed. He's down with a heaviness all about him. But he put on a persona. Yes, he did. I didn't want you to know what I really felt, what I really looked like. like some of you. You put on your makeup, your maroon, your ass shadow. You get your hair dyed, but you're still depressed. You won't let nobody know how you really feel. But Jesus is saying, look up and live. You don't have to put on no persona for me. So after the deacon and the preacher got through talking, I said, Bishop, I do got one thing on my mind. I said, this is the situation. I put everything that I knew to do in this election, and it got me confused. It seems like everything the good man tries to do, the enemy try to tear down. Oh yeah. So that was where I am. I needed to shake this stuff off. I needed to just get it off of me. Oh, he was my counselor. You know something you need to tell somebody. I come there to lift his spirits up. Ah, but he ended up lifting mine. Bishop looked at me. I hear what you're saying. But hang on in there. He said, God, he got a plan. Hang on in there. Don't you worry. Jesus, they denied him. They talked about him. They scandalized him. They chose Barabbas and they killed Jesus. Don't you worry. God got a plan. Look at Jesus now. Come on now. He's the savior of your soul. He's the deliverer when you're down, when you can't see your way out. He's the light into my path. Oh, yes, Lord. God is telling you to look up. When you look down, pack your feet, because the devil is under your feet. Stomp your feet. Do it twice until you feel it. I know it ain't about a feeling, but he's all right. But when I look up, I get happy, because I remember that God is not dead. He's still alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him. I don't have to pretend. You at your own house, in your own kitchen. I can feel him. The drummer ain't there. The guitar ain't there. But in my own kitchen. Woo! Hey, I got some of Georgie. Elders Georgie Lewis in me. Because every now and then, I yell, woo, Jesus. I scared the babies. They look around. Sonya said, that's all right. That's your papa. He's going to be all right. Woo, Jesus. It's something about calling his name. Woo, Jesus. When you release the energy with authority, the devil is crazy to get in your way. Not saying that he ain't going to try you a little bit later, but right now, he's crazy, Jesus, to get in your way. Look up and live. I got a confession as we close. The confession is found in Psalms 27, starting at the first verse. That's way when I left the bishop house. God gave me this scripture brought it back to my remembrance. Not that I haven't preached it before, but it brought it back to my remembrance. Why? Because it was showing me that they denied Jesus. They crucified him. They scandalized his name. But look at Jesus, your Savior, your Deliverer. Look at Jesus. So I can talk about me now. Is that all right? I found me in the Word. I think you're going to find you in the Word. Here we go. Truly God is good to Israel, to such that were pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps was nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there was no pains in their death, but their strength was firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Well, you know the story, the reality today. I know I'm a police officer, retired police officer. I took criminal justice. And the stuff that I read about law and what I see now, that if somebody is above the law, I just couldn't understand. But God is saying, Jimmy, I need for you to quit focusing on the TV. Quit focusing on the cares of this life, of this world. I need for you to get back and bend your head, son, and continue to read what I'm trying to tell you. Their eyes plagued with balance. They have more than the heart could wish. Millionaires, billionaires, they got all everything. The situation, and we trying to just to get by on food stamps, welfare, but hang in there. Look up. Welfare will keep your head hanging down. But look up. Your source is not in welfare. Your source is in the Lord. Hallelujah. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak lawfully. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues walk through the earth. Therefore, the people return here, and the water of the full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? They kind of get into themselves as though they are somebody that don't have to worry about what's happening to you, because I'm in charge. Hallelujah. And their knowledge in the Most High. Behold, these are ungodly who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I will have to be returned to the generations of the your children. When I thought how to understand this. Whoa, Lord. Jimmy, I need for you to settle down. Hear the word. Continue to take a step. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight. Faith walkers, believe God. Faith walkers, talk God. Faith walkers, live God. Live God. Lift your head up and be a faith walker. As I close, oh Lord, my God, hallelujah. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful to me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood therein. This church is a sanctuary. This morning you came to church from the parking lot to the lobby. Three sections that you have entered in. The first section is the outer court. The next section where you sit is the inner court. Right here at the altar, the holies of holies. Right here where God is putting out his word. Hear him. What he has to say to the people. It was too painful for me until I went inside the sanctuary of God and I understood therein. Surely you set them in slippery places. I'm understanding now. Listen, listen. I don't need for you to talk, Jimmy. I'm talking to you. The Holy Spirit. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation. As in a moment. In a moment. I know what it looked like right now. But trust me. Trust God. They are utterly consumed with terror. As I dream when one awake, so the Lord, when you awake, you shall deprive their image, despise their image. Their heart, thus my heart was grieved. And I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant that TV got me that way. Look at TV. I can't believe that. He know that don't make no sense. And look how it's making me. He's doing what he's doing. He's telling you what he's doing. But I'm just sitting that there in my chair. Rah, 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 rah. My wife come home. You know what that dude did? That egghead did? I got me talking all crazy. Got me acting all ignorant. A TV. Yeah. Issues of this life, this world, but God wants you to live and call on him and walk with him and mature in him. Grow up in the Lord. The crayons is over. Ain't that right, Lynn? Give me five. The crayons is over, Central Heights. Well, I'm not ready yet. But when you're 78 years old, when you gonna be ready? As I close, I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continued with you. You hold me by my right hand. When your rope begins to break, reach beyond the break and hold on. You will guide me with the counsel. Not anybody talking, but with the counsel, you will guide me. What the pastor is teaching us, the counsel, how to live. I don't care. Growing up, I don't know if I was 13, 14. Only thing I have ever heard is love. And it's going to be all right. Stay focused in Jesus. Amen. Pastor said that. But I had to go back because I was, Pastor, I was in the depressed state. So the bishop had to crank kick me right in place. Right. Knowing that I grew up with the maroons, with the mask on, in the church. Center Heights, Pastor. Faking the way. You couldn't tell I was down. Because I'm always high. But God spoke with me, your counsel. And afterwards, received me to glory. Glory is right now. Glory unto God is right now. Glory, glory is when Jesus comes. Yeah. The end results, you already read who's the winner. Stop getting ignorant and acting like a beast.
Yeah.
Stop acting like Jimmy used to act.
Yeah.
I can pick on myself. The word of God is giving you today. You say, no, I said that I'm an illustration pastor. Everybody that can stand to their feet, stand. As we close, arms down, we came in one way and we leaving out another way. I know your joints was aching you, but I need for you to put your head down. Think about this with your head down. I don't see no confidence in your head being down for this illustration. Why? Because Jesus is up, but your head is down. So from this day forward, we already got a t-shirt for that. I don't have to be down to a situation. I don't care if I ain't got no sugar in my house. I don't care if I ain't got no light bread in my house. My head don't have to be down. Because before the evening is closed, somebody gonna knock on your door with some light bread, sugar, and some collard greens. Before the end of the day, somebody gonna give you what you said to the Lord. Lord, I need a financial blessing. Lord, I need a saved household. Lord,
no.
Touch my daughter, deliver my family.
Yeah.
No.
No. my head is down.
Mm-hmm. Take your feet and stomp. Do it again. Do it again. I wish we had this on recording so people can know that we stomp. Hey, stomp. Hey, stomp. Hey, stomp. I know you didn't think you were going to come to church and act like this, but you needed to shake up your situation. We needed to put a different atmosphere in your mindset. So now, with your hands up, lift your head. Woo! Just say, woo! Don't that, see how that feel? See, I've been to a psychiatrist. I've been to a massage therapist. And they massage my back. They say, lift your hands and breathe out. Say, woo! That releases all that crazy stuff. Now put your hands back up. Look up, yep. Say, Jesus, I give all my all to you. My whole body. Magnify the Lord. I'm going to look up and live. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Glory to God. While you're yet standing, we glorify God for his word. If there's any need, amen. Is anybody want any prayer? Amen. We can look up to the hills now. For which cometh thy help? Thank God for using the man of God. Amen. So whatever you need, you can come right now. I don't care what it is. Whatever you need, just come. Amen. Jesus can and will fix it. Amen. Amen. See how God bless? Did you hear the word today? Look up. I thank God for him. Because he told the truth. He ain't by himself. He ain't by himself. Me too, Jimmy. Me too. I've been going around sick of this mess that's happening. Complaining to my wife. Lord, what in the world did these people do? They know they wrong. I done done what I supposed to do. They know they ain't got no business doing that. Make me sick. I don't even want to look at it. I said this. I don't want to hear nothing that man got to say. Because he already showed me who he was. I can't stand. I'm going to tell it to you in church. I can't stand. I'm sick of it. And God told me in a silent voice, I'm in control. Listen to me. You're going to be all right. Meanwhile, keep living for me. I know it's time. We all got our situations in here. We tired of it. We sick of it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. You heard the word. You heard the word. We got to look up. We got to look up. Even in this situation, we got to look up. Anybody want to be saved? It ain't too late. Jesus said he's able. He will deliver us out of any situation. All power is in his hand. Amen. You can come today. But while you're standing, we're going to be on one accord. Lord, In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now by your word. Thank you right now by deliverance. Thank you for the way that you already made. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for all of our sins. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, light us up. Light us up in your word as it was preached today. We know we got some stuff in us. We know we got some stuff that needs to be straight. But Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus and deliver us in the name of Jesus. Heal God, set free God, deliver God, bless God, whatever in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against the devils and all his tricks and all his wiles. And God, keep our mind as we have to go through things. Keep our heart. Keep us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fix it, God. Fix it, God. Fix it, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the service today. Thank you, God. Thank you how you just made things. We praise you. We praise you right now. We glorify you right now. And God, we just want your will to be done in us. God, as we go our different ways, as we go our different places, be with us. Take care of us. Lord, oh, when you come back, in Jesus' name, sometimes we mess up, God, but have mercy. Bring us back up under your grace. And when you come for us, bless us to be ready. Bless us to be ready. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless my brothers and sisters that are going through death in the family. God, they need you right now. Touch them, God. In the name of Jesus, be in the mix, God. Give us words to encourage each other. And give us, God, what to do, God, to support each other. And let us walk in. Let us walk in with your direction for what us to say, for what us to do. We thank you. We glorify you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you for that word. 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 I thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. May the glory of all has come off through this day and this service. God is good all the time.
Amen.
Praise God. Thinking prior COVID, we were on high. And then COVID came and we started looking down.
Amen.
All right. Now, we fell away from the church. So God got a way of getting you back in. He allowed this to happen, right? Because we were failing to do what we supposed to do. He allowed it to happen. We were looking down rather than up. Let's see, our answer has always been up, okay? But we more or less look down more than we look up.
Amen.
Now, looking down means looking at everything else but the word.
That's right.
We're looking for the answer in everything but the word.
Amen.
Everything and everybody. But you, every time you need some deliverance, it's in the word.
Amen.
You got it. Okay? Now, everything around you, we said, we are looking up. Got this thing here in our hands. The word is in there.
And if it's not in there, you can put it in there.
Amen.
But we look at everything on it. But the word.
Amen.
Okay. While you're looking in there, look up instead of looking right down at the thing. All you talk about is the depressing things.
Amen.
Stop talking about the depressing thing and talk about who's going to deliver you out of it.
There you go.
Amen.
God, but you focus back on the word.
Yeah.
And I'm going to quit because I already had two sermons already.
That was good. God was good.
All minds and hearts are clear. Prayer won't stand. Father, we thank you for one more time. Thank you, God, for most of all, I just want to thank you for your word. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for encouraging us. God, we just want to give you the praise for another opportunity. And God, we just thank you for this service, how you came in the midst and blessed. And I'm just asking in the name of Jesus that you would continue to keep us in your care. God, as we go our different ways, God, and I pray, God, I really pray in the name of Jesus that as you were preaching to us today, God, that we do remember to look up. And that we stay in your will in the name of Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest with and abide with all of us. His now forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.